This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, and MLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1 in the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. So want to welcome my co-host for the day. We have Tom Turbrock.
How you doing, my buddy?
30-year radio man. Welcome, Tom.
It is always a blast to be on this show, and we're getting people tuned in by leaps and bounds, and it is a great teaching tool. I say that each week, but it's absolutely correct.
Yeah, absolutely love the response we get from our listeners. We've been closing a lot of loans from our listeners that have been calling me wanting financial advice, and we end up doing their mortgage, so I always appreciate that. Also want to welcome second co-host we have, my beautiful wife, Tammy.
Now you're talking.
Thanks for having me today.
We also have our son, Derek, in the studio. He's 25 years old today. So welcome to the studio, Derek.
Thanks for having
Actually,
me on.
Friday was.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh, yeah, I guess Friday was. Okay, so
yeah.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
Happy
and 2 days.
Birthday, man.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, 25.
Woo,
and on
Mom.
His own, everybody.
Yes.
Well, and that's one of the things we wanted to talk about today, actually, is one of the reasons we invited Derek in is to talk about life as a 25-year-old. Because to me, that was I had a major career crisis at 25. I mean, I was out of college by that point, and I actually got out of college with a mechanical engineering degree and Whoa. Spent just a few months in that field and then went into the cleaning business.
Why?
Who knows why? I had a relative that worked in that business that recruited me into it, and I was a manager of janitors. And I hated it. I'm making like $27,000 a year. I have a mechanical engineering degree.
Sure. If that's what
and here I'm
saying.
Doing
Why
this.
Didn't you use that?
Well, just I didn't like my first engineering job, and I got lured into that.
Okay.
So at 25, I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? And I remember having this career crisis where all my friends had gotten in the mortgage business. They're all making a lot of money. This is like the subprime golden age
where
they're all making six figures the first year. I remember just driving my car, and I just started screaming at the top of my lungs in my car because I had no idea what the hell I really wanted to do. And that's when I actually made the decision to get in the mortgage business. So, you know, Derek, we wanted to have you on because we wanted to talk to you about life, for one, as a 25-year-old, but then what kind of leads up to that, too, because the decisions that people make from the time they get out of high school really start to become pretty vital. It
yeah.
really, like, they have no idea how much it dictates
Huge,
what's going to happen the rest of their life, starting at that age.
I think, yeah, and there's a lot of pressure to come up with something when you're that old. It's just one of those things you got to keep going. I don't know.
And
I mean,
don't you think that most people have no idea at 18 years old what the heck they want to do with their life?
Absolutely
no.
not. And I think a lot of people make that mistake of going right into school and... You see it all the time if you talk to college students. Oh, their major is this year, and then something different that year, and then
right.
then you see 5-6 years down the line, and
that, I graduated,
right,
yeah, right,
five,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
and then oh man, and then same kind of situation. I don't want to do what I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I don't
sure.
want to be a mechanical engineer. I don't
right.
want to be,
it took me 6 years to get an engineering degree,
right,
and I spent 4 months in the field.
That's
yeah,
but
and,
I could say I got out without a lot of student loans, though.
Which, right, which is huge,
which is
huge because
nice.
A lot still have them.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
And now, yeah, I got, you know, I left school. I was in school for about a year and a half, and I left. And I don't regret going. You know, I walked mm-hmm. away with pretty little amount of debt comparatively for a lot of other people.
Right.
But, you know, I learned a lot, met a lot of cool people. I don't regret going. But
sure. You know what's really wrong, Doug, and I think we spoke about this years ago now that you've been doing the show almost 3 years now. I think it's horrible. I mean, I think it's almost evil that at the colleges, you'll see the first week, MasterCard, whoever,
oh, yeah.
going, hey, you're going to make a lot of dough.
The debt trap starts.
And you know what? I fell for it. I'll say it here. Young man, you are you're 100 steps ahead of most people your age, which is great, because at that point I was still worrying about where's the next happy hour and food.
Right. Yeah, where's the next party?
Oh, Derek did that too.
Yeah, I had to follow that. Well, but, no, they do that now at the summer when you first go, before you
see?
Even, yeah, I mean, before you even enrolled.
Get
there.
I think that should be outlawed. That is just, I mean, that's just wrong, because these young kids are free now. They're not with mom and dad, so, you know, they're like, heck yeah, I'll sign up. I'm going to make a lot of dough here, and then trouble.
Okay, so here's the first thing I would say to that, as I want to speak to this issue, is
okay.
As a parent, okay, because I think it's not really the kids that are listening to the show right now. It's the parent that's
sure.
listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a kid that's in that situation, or you have a grandkid that's in the situation, give them some financial advice so they know what to expect going in. Okay, they know to, like, beware with that first credit card.
It'll right. save them.
Monitor them.
For life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think,
like,
one of the things that Derek had said to me, I guess it was pretty much, I don't know, Derek, about 4 years after the fact, or maybe 3 years after the fact, but you said, I wish someone would have told me about
yeah.
finance.
Yeah. It's. I think it should be a required course
Say
in
it.
High school.
High school should absolutely.
I 100% agree. I think that should be on
Amen.
Every.
So yeah. Here's a question from me, because to you, Derek, is I explained finances to you, but you were just not in the stage or frame of mind to listen.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I would say, yeah, I would say that's fair too. I mean,
right.
A lot of it, and I was working. I think some kids, maybe, you know, parents of kids
right.
that aren't, they don't work. You know, I had part-time jobs
mm-hmm.
all through high school.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
you know, I made my own money and spent
right.
it on whatever.
Women. Worthwhile. Right?
We won't
right.
go
but
into details.
I saw the smile. I'm like, that a boy.
Right.
That
so,
a boy.
I, you know,
well,
at least
is,
had the value of a
yeah.
dollar kind of idea, but.
I think the point is that sometimes our kids don't necessarily listen to us in the moment, but they do hear us eventually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I
yeah.
think Derek's realized, you know, some of the things that either he or his dad or even Doug has said, he's listening now.
All right, so I'm going to – another interjection here. Repetition is what I want to say here. That they'll either – the few things that they're going to listen to are going to be either when you lay down a principle – that this is our family principle, is
mm-hmm.
this about money. Okay, you save 10% of everything you make, or whatever the principle mm-hmm. is. They're going to remember that, like, through repetition when you say it over and over. Okay, or there's a few individual things you're going to say, but in the things you're going to remember the most are things that you tell them over and over and over, because they may not be in the right frame of mind to hear it the first time, especially from a
sure,
parent.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I think if we had that kind of stuff in school, it would be nice. But
I
agree with that. I think hearing it over and over, eventually, it's kind of like advertising, right? You
right.
know, you're putting it out there, and eventually it'll click. It'll, you
right.
know.
And eventually it'll click.
Age, too. I hate to say it. Once you hit a certain age, it's like, that was right. They were right. They were correct. And, Doug, I have said this on the show before. Best dad in the whole world, my dad, but he even said in his older years, we really messed up because we didn't teach you finance. And he knew how bad we were with it, but he said we didn't teach you well because they weren't that great.
And in most cases, that is the case. Because I've studied this very in depth, and I've asked the question that, yeah, what did your parents teach about money? And in most cases, because the parents didn't know much to teach them.
They were scrapping, man. They were just right. trying to pay the bills. So
right. One
they were
the
struggling,
next.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to actually talk about the topic, and Derek, I'm going to direct this at you, because
okay.
when people are 18 years old and they get out of high school and supposedly they're supposed to choose a career, and there's a very small percentage of people that actually have a really good idea of what they want to do for a living as a kid. And man, I am jealous of those people, because that wasn't me. Like, I had no idea. The people that really know what they want to do when they're a kid, like, they should go for it. Like, if they're really passionate about something, they can get a 15-year head start on everybody else.
Direct them in that way.
And when we look at the 10,000 hour rule, okay, the 10,000 hour rule is
which
that
is?
It takes 10,000 hours to master anything that's, like, very complex. Okay, 10,000 hours is a long time to really master it. So if you think about it, there's about 2,000 hours in a,
yeah.
in a year, in a work year. Okay, so that's 5 years. If you were doing a particular task and only that, okay, in your full work
right,
day.
Right.
Because I can say, like, the things in my work day, I may only do for 2 or 3 hours in my work day. So to, like, get my 10,000 hours in can take not 5 years. It may take 10 years or even more to really master my
yep.
craft.
Yep.
So there are only so many things that you can master in your lifetime. So you have to be very, very careful what you commit yourself to and what you start to go down a path to, because you really don't mm-hmm. know. And I actually am going to make a prediction that in the next, I'm going to say 15 to 20 years, we're going to see major advancements in personality profiling that they're going to be able to give kids that will give them a better direction.
That's fantastic.
At what careers they should actually go into. Okay, because I've spent a lot of time in personality profiling. So, Derek, how much pressure did you feel at 18 to try to make some career decision? Because you have, if you're going into college, then you have to pick a major, and
right.
you pick a major based on what you think you're going to do for a living.
Right.
But you really don't even know what
no,
the heck that
is. I mean, I went in for psychology. I was interested in it through high school, but it was one of those things, you know, with the school I was in, we did kind of a personality profile. It was, you know, what things are you interested in?
Career pathways.
Yeah, career mm-hmm. pathways, right? And so it was more of a thing. I was like, yeah, okay, I like this, and I started doing it, and I liked the classes I was taking. And as a, you know, undergrad, or as a, you know, freshman and sophomore, you're not really getting intensely into the content yet.
Right.
And by the time you do, then you decide you don't like it. It's kind of, you're like, oh, well, that's
well,
switch
and,
tracks.
Well, another big distinction, too, is
too late. Yeah.
The content of what you're studying in school may be significantly different than what you do all day, every day during your mm-hmm. career.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually learning about it
mm-hmm.
is a lot different than practicing it.
Radio is one, yes.
Yeah, radio
Absolutely.
Is one for you,
You
Tom.
Have to have hands on. You know, you could read a book, and it's like, you have to get hands on.
Well, like in engineering, for instance, you're learning about, like, you're learning all the mathematical principles and physics principles
right.
behind doing design work. But you don't really do that much design work. But when you get on a job, are you going to do design work all day, every single day? Is it really one how you, you know, how you want to spend your day?
I understand. Yeah.
Important distinction.
Yeah. I was thinking. I think. Not taking that pressure off of kids and not putting it too hard on them, like you had said, looking at what they like to do and what they're good at and where their skills lie, and going with that, and parents encouraging their children that way. You know, it's I started, you know, I'm a chef now.
Right.
I started cooking probably
yeah,
15, 16,
I mean,
you know.
Actually, you were younger. I have pictures of you, you know, you and your brother doing dishes for one, which, you know, didn't happen in their teenage years. But he would help me cook.
Part, no.
I, you know, it was a lesson. I mean, Derek was, you know, 7 and 8 years old, and he was measuring the spices and putting them into the things.
See, it's just
but
what
see,
you
Derek
said.
Was excited about dinner time and making dinner. And so then that kind of showed me early on that he was interested. And when he got into high school and then he told me he wanted to go into psychology, I supported him, of course, but I think you remember I kept saying, you should really try being
I had thought
cooking.
About it. It's actually
you
a
know,
lot more expensive
because,
to go to culinary school than...
Yeah,
sure, you're
right.
Sure.
He has a natural gift, a natural ability to just know what works, to just know the spices that go in with a meal or to...
It takes a lot of failure,
right.
too.
Okay,
it takes a lot of failure.
So here's what I want to do, actually. I want to take that question of your natural ability mm-hmm. and what your instincts tell you to do.
Right.
And I want to go deeper with that thought when we return. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show, sponsored by Cornerstone Mortgage on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.